Welcome to Constructive Conversations, a discussion on trending topics in the construction industry, your go-to destination for everything construction related. Get ready to dig deep into making trade shows work for you with our special guest, Anna Clyburn, digital marketing specialist with Brown Edwards & Company. Welcome, Anna.
Hey, Eddie. Nice to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your background in marketing.
Sure. So I have a degree in graphic communications technology, which means I studied everything from the printing industry to graphic design to marketing. And my career has spanned several industries, sales and marketing for a local jeweler in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I did a lot of in-house events with, you know, meet the designer type events, to manager of marketing technology support services for a company called PracticeLink out of Hinton, West Virginia. At that place, I planned and helped organize about 75 trade show events per year. So I have a pretty good background in attending trade shows, both B2C and B2B markets. And now I'm the digital marketing specialist here at Brown Edwards, where I help the team plan Brown Edwards hosted events and help our teams plan for attending trade shows.
Well, yeah, and it definitely sounds like you have a lot of experience with trade shows. So also, Anna, describe for our listeners what all a trade show entails and the purpose of such events.
Sure. So a trade show is essentially a giant industry gathering that serves multiple purposes for businesses and for professionals. For starters, it's a way for businesses to showcase their services and their products. It's good for industry networking and relationship building. And then it's also great where you can learn about industry trends and professionals can earn CPE at a lot of these types of events. There's a lot that is involved in the planning of it. Like, for example, a lot of trade shows allow you to have sponsorships. So if you have a sponsorship, you might have some kind of specialty item involved in that. You could be a presenter. So you'd have to put together your presentation. And there's certain applications and such that go along before the event to be selected as a presenter. You, of course, have your booth or your table display, which can include everything from the tablecloth to signage and brochures and swag, because everybody likes a good giveaway. And then, of course, there's the team organization. Who from the firm is going to be representing Brown Edwards when we attend? Obviously, for your organization, it would be who attends for you. But who's going to be there to represent your organization? So there's a lot of planning that goes into it before you actually show up the day of.
Yeah, I know from experience, having attended several trade shows and represented Brown Edwards at our various booths, that there is a lot of prep that goes into it. That thankfully we have a team like you and the rest of the gang that does all this for us. Doesn't necessarily always show up on the forefront at the trade shows, but definitely makes everything happen for us.
Absolutely. And some of that prep work can take months in advance of the event, depending on the size of the event. If it's a large scale event, it can take months, especially if you would like a presentation opportunity. I know that Billy Robinson had to submit for his CFMA presentation at the national conference that he did, and even at the regional conferences. And those presentations are selected months in advance, which means we then have to prepare months before the months in advance in order to do that. And then we want to create a experience for people attending that surrounds not only the booth, but also Billy and his presentation. So there's a lot of prep work that goes into it before anybody even hits the showroom floor.
Yeah, and having been at several of these trade shows, we do know that a lot of it is about the swag. So getting good swag on the table for people to come and stick in their bags is definitely one of the most important things. Well, shouldn't be, but that's what we see a lot of, is it's all about the swag.
So, yeah, you want the right swag. You don't want something that someone's going to take and, you know, give the chew toy to their dog, or, you know, throw something in the trash can, or give something to their kid. That doesn't do much good for you if that person, the person you're trying to communicate with, isn't utilizing that swag.
Yeah. I mean, I probably owe fresh potato chips to Brown Edwards and the refrigerator magnet paper clip or chip clip bags. If not, all my chips would be stale at my house. That's definitely one of the best giveaways that we've had.
I know people laugh at that when people ask me, you know, what kind of swag is good? It's like, you know, it might sound boring, but a chip clip.
Yeah,
Chip clips and
definitely.
pens and things that are practical that someone is going to use. I mean, just thinking about a pen, somebody takes that pen and they put it in their bag, and it either ends up on their desk at work because they're unpacking that bag from the conference or the trade show that they went to, and it ends up on their desk and they reach for it and they look down and they see the Brown Edwards name just throughout their day. And, you know, something might come up and they have, you know, an accounting question or something, and they were like, oh, yeah, I met that guy. Look, here's the pen. Let me reach out and find that guy and talk to him.
Yeah. So talking about swag and everybody filling their bags with all the chip clips, and you have to prepare for this. You have to make sure that you have enough in stock and sent to all the trade shows. What's the average foot traffic that you see at these events? And I'm sure it varies by each show.
It does. Generally, before an event, the, you know, the host of the trade show, the association, will give you some kind of idea of how many people have registered, and you can go based on that. So, but that's not the same as foot traffic, because not everybody that attends the conference is going to stop by your booth. I mean, ideally, you want that to happen. But there are some things that you can do to help make that happen. You can increase the foot traffic by having some kind of draw to your booth. Brown Edwards has done this in several ways. We've had a trivia game where you can go and answer the trivia and try and win prizes. There's ones where we play music. Currently, we're giving away a JBL speaker, a branded JBL speaker, and music for a year through your subscription service of choice. So we're playing music at the booth and we're getting people to come in, and also a spinning wheel where you can spin wheels for prizes. That noise of the click as that spinning wheel goes around draws people in. So doing things like that that can get other people to come to your booth is always going to increase foot traffic.
Yeah, maybe another good giveaway would be a year-long subscription to this podcast.
There we go. Absolutely. We'll give it away to everyone for free.
Alexa's telling me in my ear that this is free anyways, so.
It is.
We'll have to think of something else. So what are some of the bigger trade shows that you've been a part of?
I would say the biggest one that I've ever been a part of was in my former role, and the conference is called AAPPR, the Association for Advancing Physician and Provider Recruitment. And this is not your average trade show. We didn't have a table with a cloth over it. We had a three-dimensional 20-foot by 20-foot booth with a sign that was physically attached to the ceiling, dangling over top. We had four different TV screens and different giveaway at different times of different days. It was a three-day event. We organized book signings as part of our sponsorships, and we were the keynote speaker. We introduced the keynote speaker. We had a client event as well as part of this, where we invited all of our clients to this individual event, which we then hosted. So this was a huge, massive trade show for us, and we earned a great deal of business from it. So it was worth the investment of both the time and financial investment to reach out to these individuals.
What were some of the things that you do that sets yourself apart from other exhibitors at trade shows?
Well, one thing, I'm not sure if it sets everyone apart, but you want to make sure that your table is well branded. And by well branded, I mean, you want to make sure that you are using your own table drape that has your logo across the front of it. You want to make sure that you have signage that matches that. And it could be, I know the construction niche for Brown Edwards has signage that's specific to construction and a different signage that is specific to the firm. You want to have branded brochures or whatever literature it is that you're going to be giving away. If somebody wants to have a takeaway, you want to have that. Although that's not as common nowadays, you want to make sure you have something for that person that might want it. You want to make sure that you have swag, which is branded with Brown Edwards on it. You also want to make sure you have approachable team members. And by approachable, I mean somebody who's not sitting down in the booth working on their laptop, because nobody wants to come up and talk to somebody who has their nose in a laptop. You want to make sure that you are engaging with people and have that engaging element, like what I discussed before with the spinning wheel or the music or the trivia, something like that. And of course, everybody does a drawing of some sort, but make sure that your giveaway is something that is intriguing to people. This year, as I said, we're doing the JBL branded speaker with a 1-year subscription to whatever music streaming service you like. Last year, we did a branded Solo stove, which really stood out in comparison to the giveaways for the $100 Amazon gift cards, for example. Solo stove really stood out against that. So those are some things you can do to set yourself apart from the booth next to you.
Yeah, I believe you definitely hit it on the nail on the head right there about setting yourself apart. We were at a trade show last year, and they had us set right beside of another CPA firm. It was a great CPA firm. We were giving away a Solo stove. So all of a sudden, I already knew that we had kind of the more attractive booth, maybe. I mean, who doesn't want a Solo stove? I've been trying to get one from the firm for a while now. Maybe I'll get one of those speakers. So tell us about some of the wins from participating in these events.
Sure. Well, the obvious win is if you meet somebody and they become a new client. So sales, that's the obvious win, but that's not the biggest win. The biggest win are the new contacts that you make, because you might meet somebody at a trade show this year and they're not ready to buy. But if you build that relationship with that person over time, next year, the year after, maybe they will be ready to buy and you're going to be the person that they think of because you've built that relationship with them. Another win is, you know, branding, brand awareness, getting your name out there. People may not know about your particular organization. They may never have heard about you before. So even if they're not in the market for what your services are at this time, you know, getting your name out there so that when they are ready, they think of you. And it also gives you the opportunity for presentations. I know that we've attended a lot of places where we say, okay, we like the type of people that attend here. You know, we're looking for C-suite executives, for example, or people who are at a certain level within their firms or within their organizations. And so we want to be able to give them useful information. So having somebody from our firm present would be beneficial. This is something, another example again, was Billy with the CFMA. Obviously, that's our target audience if we're looking to bring on construction companies to our firm. And he has a wealth of knowledge to share with them. So getting that presentation opportunity, again, is another win.
Yeah, definitely. I can say from our perspective, we have been involved with the West Virginia Construction Expo for close to the last maybe two decades. And it's just a given that we're going to be there. It keeps our brand out there, keeps our name. Everybody comes up to us and talks to us. Knows us either from the industry, you know, working as clients or referral sources or whatever, but they expect us to be there. So it definitely keeps brand recognition going and just the Brown Edwards name out there.
Exactly. And by attending that event over and over again, year over year, you know, somebody might say, hey, I have a question about something about my construction business. I know that I'm going to be attending that West Virginia Expo. I know Eddie's going to be there. I'm going to ask Eddie that question when I see him. So the fact that they can expect you to be there is also part of that relationship building. Yeah.
It's all great information, Anna. But if someone is interested in exhibiting at a trade show, what's the best advice that you can give them?
Four things. The first thing is to have a goal. Don't just attend a conference for the heck of it. I mean, make sure that you should be there. Find out who attends these conferences. If you're looking to reach, say, you know, CFOs of companies and only controllers attend this type of conference, then that's not the conference for you. You're not going to reach your target audience of who you're looking for. And then after you attend that, if you determine that that was a good place for you, evaluate whether or not you should go back. Just because you went this year does not mean that it was valuable for you to attend again in the future. The next thing is engage. Don't go to just stand around or work on your laptop and, you know, engage with the people that are there. You're there to talk to them. So do that. Make sure you're branded. Like I said before, make sure you have that table drape, your swag, business cards, literature, any kind of signage that you might have. Make sure you're branded so that when somebody sees that, you're recognizable instantly. And then the last thing is to follow up with any leads or connections that you make. Make sure you're building those relationships. Even if it doesn't turn into a sale now, it could turn into a sale or some kind of referral source in the future. So make sure that you're following up with those.
That's great advice. And this has also been a great conversation about trade shows. But unfortunately, that brings us to the end of another episode. So, Anne, I want to thank you again for being a guest on today's podcast. And how can our listeners get in touch with you if they have any questions on trade shows and marketing?
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve, so much for having me. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, Anna Clyburn, or you can email me, aclyburn@becpas.com.
As we wrap up another riveting episode of Constructive Conversations, we thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration and discovery. Until next time, this is Eddie Thompson saying, keep on building, America.